Matt Porter, Gadget Man's here. Toffee vodka.
Sounds nice. Quite pleasant. Yeah, I made some Pilsner.
Did you?
1 year, yeah, years
come out
ago
all right
now.
Or not?
It was all right, actually. Yeah. I spent ages. I did all the labels. Portenbrow, I think I called it. That was years ago, about 20 years ago. But, yeah, it was quite nice, actually. You have to be very careful because it can turn out quite... it was lager.
Yeah.
And it can turn out quite hoppy, you know.
You've got to let it have
its time.
Have its moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's lovely, though, yeah.
Well, back in fashion, and the kit's better than ever, apparently, as we heard earlier on in the show. More on that to come. Matt's our gadget guru, gadget man, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design. And you've been on your bike, as we'll hear in a moment or two, travelling around. It's not just any bike, but an e-bike, an electric bike. So we'll get some details of that. Just before that, let's get the latest on the traffic and travel first. Here's David with all the details.
Radio Suffolk Travel.
Hi, David.
Hello, Mark. Yes, on the A11, there's the major works that continue from Five Ways Roundabout to Forest Retail Park, and the works continue to disrupt traffic in both directions at the minute. Bury Road in Malden Hall, roadworks in place also just off the A11, and back a great back lane in Debenham, in fact. That's closed due to the drainage works at Gracechurch Street. In Bury St Edmunds, Ruffin Road, Compiègne Way seems moving well according to the sensors. No major problems to report elsewhere. On the trains, and there's disruption out of Ipswich still to Liverpool Street because of the obstruction of the line. There was a tree on the line, but it's now been moved. Services can run through, but there is still delays of an hour and alterations expected. That's the latest BBC Radio Suffolk Travel.
Keeping the county moving. BBC Radio Suffolk.
Our lyric competition on the way very shortly. A Mark Murphy ugly mug up for grabs. But not only that, also a pair of tickets to the first game of the season at Portman Road. It's Town versus Fulham on Saturday the 9th of August. So Ipswich Town tickets and a Mark Murphy ugly mug up for grabs any moment now. But you've been trialling out bikes, haven't you?
Yes.
Modern electronic bikes,
that's
e-bikes.
That's right. This is the second electric bike that I've been trying. The first one was from... a shop in Leiston, which was a Dutch branded bike, which is called a Step Through, which is quite a sort of a traditional Dutch type style bike. The one that I was trying for the last week was from Mercedes, which was the smart e-bike, which
as in like the smart cars.
Exactly. Okay. Same brand.
Yep.
The whole bike is branded to be smart, very striking, purpose built for being an e-bike. So it's not where they've taken a standard frame and plonked a battery on it. It's specialist, you know, specifically for electric bike. It was what's called assist or pedal assist, pedelec as they called it, which means that it will only assist you with its motor if you pedal. However, you don't have to pedal quite as hard as you would on a normal bike. So if you're trying to get up a hill, you simply just go through the motions, really. You still have to apply some effort, and you can get quite hot and bothered if you're not careful. The laws in the UK regarding electric bikes actually restrict them to the motor only allowing them to, I think it's 15 miles an hour. They'll only give you assistance up until that point. Because the bike's quite heavy, and it is very heavy, you don't notice it when you're riding it because it's assisted. Because it's so heavy, when the assistance switches off, it does feel like you're suddenly cycling in treacle. So in a way, you are limited to 15 miles an hour. I was actually cycling back from Waldringfield home the other night along the Kesgrave Road, you know, the road, the main road between work and where I live. And this old chap went past me about 20 mile an hour. He was about twice my age. And I thought, oh, I'll have him. And I couldn't catch him up because as soon as I hit sort of 15, 16 mile an hour, it's just like someone switching off a car engine. So, yeah, you have to be quite careful. Mm. It's got three gears. And to be fair, the third gear, the highest gear, you almost feel like it wants to be a bit higher, so you're because you're cycling quite quickly when you hit 15 miles an hour, and it is quite simple to do.
So who do you think these bikes, these assist bikes, would be aimed at then? Who would benefit from the most?
I think that the first one, the sort of more sort of sit up and beg, as they call it, would appeal to most people. cyclists, probably for an older age group, really. And I think some mobility shops are actually selling electric bikes. It's where, you know, I haven't got quite as much energy as you used to have. This particular smart bike is not really designed for somebody. You know, it's real mountain bike style. It's not necessarily a super duper comfortable way to sit. The seat's quite narrow.
So we're not going to see loads of these on the road then, you don't think?
These particular brand has been going for sort of 2 or 3 years now. It's not been selling massively, but it's a specialist product and it's expensive. You know, electric bikes, the very cheapest electric bike really of any decency is going to be about £1,000. This one is heading sort of past £2,000, £2,200, wow. I think. So it's an expensive purchase. So I think it's probably aimed at people that have a bit of extra spare money and want to go out.
Well, the money you save brewing your own beer in future, yeah. You know, perhaps you can spend it on
eBay. I have to say, I actually did want to keep getting on this particular bike. The other one, I sort of cycled it around and it was quite interesting. This one, I was finding all sorts of excuses to go on it. And I was going cross country. I went around the back of BT, around those tracks around there. And it's riding at 15 mile an hour on the road is no different to riding at 15 mile an hour on a bumpy ground. It's still lets you go along. The only thing it's not happy about is freshly ploughed fields or loose gravel, because it's
that
quite
is some
heavy.
Road test you gave it then.
Yeah, so it's really good. It's got disc brakes on it as well, hydraulic disc brakes. I was going down Valley Road very quickly, 15 miles an hour, and then realised there was a bramble in front of me, and I stuck the brakes on, which I did automatically, and I found actually I was on the front wheel for a few or a couple of seconds, and the drivers coming in the opposite direction sort of had their mouths wide open as I looked like I was about to go over the handlebars. So yeah, it's great. It was really, really lovely. If I had the extra money, I'd probably have one just purely because it was such great fun. Yeah.
Okay. So if you've got a bike in your sights, then perhaps if mobility issues are a problem, or you want something a bit different,
yeah,
then start having a look around. And there are various ones about.
I have got another electric bike due this week.
Have you?
Yes, from another company called Battery Bike, which is a UK manufacturer, and that one interestingly has a throttle on it, so you can ride it unassisted. You can just pull the throttle back and it will take you along at 15 miles an hour, apparently.
Okay.
But that should be due in the next few days.
Watch the brakes on that one, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Matt, thank you very much. If you have anything to add to what Matt's been saying today about electric bikes, perhaps you've got one, because there are a few around.
There are, yeah.
And tell us how much it costs, what it's like. Love to hear from you. 01473 212121. And we'll see you, sir, next week.
Yes,
at the same sort of time. That's Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Designer in Waldron Field, testing out the smart e-bike for us this week.